Hello and welcome back to HGTR Redskins Talk. I'm Kyle Horn, and today we're going to go through safeties. We're going to start the position series. But first, I'm going to get into a few updates. OTA started not too long ago, about a couple days ago. This is May 22nd. OTA started not too long ago, and we already have an injury. Unfortunately, Reuben Foster, what we hope to be our starting linebacker next to either Sean Deion Hamilton or Mason Foster, and was looking pretty an all pro when he played back with San Francisco. Unfortunately, he got hurt towards ACL, possible artery damage. They're not sure yet. But unfortunately, that happens. But I was assuming they were going to sign another guy. Today they did. They signed John Bosick out of the Steelers, who started 14 games for them. And he just turned 28, and he's had two good solid seasons with the Colts and then the Steelers. But we'll go more into depth in him tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. I mean, we're having a new podcast up tomorrow. We're going to start the position battle, and we're supposed to do the safeties and go into corners and then linebackers, but I think I'm going to go ahead and jump the linebackers up ahead of corners just because of what happened, so we can go into more depth of Reuben Foster's injury and what that means, signing John Bosick, who do we see starting, and then the whole depth of that position. But I already had the notes ready for safety, so I'm going to go ahead and use safety. But first, before we get into that, I got to thank my guys at NFL Redskins News on Instagram and Redskins Coverage. They're the best. They both gave me shout-outs on Instagram. Can't thank those guys enough. And if you want any updates on Instagram or Instagram accounts and you want updates for them or for the Redskins, I recommend those two accounts. Also, HTTR Nation. He helps me out a little bit, and he's supposed to give me a shout-out here soon, so I do recommend to go give him a follow as well. So, with that being said, let's head on into the episode. All right, so safety, of course, Landon Collins. That's the big one. That's the one we are pretty positive, unless an injury happens, is going to be the starter. He's only 25, and he signed a 6-year, $84 million deal, and yet only $4 million goes on cap. Good sign by Eric Schefter in the front office. Going into a year we didn't have a lot of cap. We're going to see. I was thinking a couple guys going to be signed. But no, we went out, we got what we needed in Landon Collins, and the contract is where he only makes $4 million this year and only $4 million against the cap. So that is a clutch signing there. So let's go into Landon Collins. He's definitely going to be the strong safety. He's going to be a guy that's going to help in the run in the tight end passing game. He's not going to be a guy you're going to see line up against a receiver and lockdown cover this guy. He's going to be a guy that's going to help against, like, it happens all the time to the Redskins. A dump off screen to, like, Zach Ertz or Jason Witten before he retired. It happened. I remember this distinctly. And it was a dump off to Jason Witten, and he took it. It was about 10. It was like a third down. He took it 20 yards. It was a third down and long two. And, I mean, that's something that I think Landon Collins will help stop. And he'll help help us with the run. Run defense was good last year. But bringing in Landon Collins is going to help improve even more. Got the big boys up front. Stuffing the offensive linemen, allowing Landon Collins and linebackers to get up into them. He's the only definite starter, I think, and he's definitely gonna be our number one guy, go to guy, and I think probably gonna be the leader of the defense. But the question is, who's going to start next to him? Now, the rumors have been going about DRC, Dominic Rogers-Combardi, about going next to him. But the thing's cleared up with Monte Nicholson. I see Monte starting. But, I mean, it's still a long way to week one. We got the whole preseason. Got the training camp. So, I mean, DRC could possibly play the position, practice at the position. They like what they see, and we could see DRC next to Landon Collins week one. But I would say it's Monte Nicholson, but he's got to stay healthy. and he's got to stay out of trouble. He just got the domestic violence charge was dropped. He got about week 15 last year and couldn't continue the season because he's put on the commissioner's list. But he's a young guy. He's 23. He's good in pass coverage. He just got to stay healthy. He has been problems with the concussions. But, I mean, he'll be the guy that you'll see lining up against some receivers or helping the cornerbacks on receivers. And I think he will be the guy starting next to Landon Collins, in my opinion. Then our backups are kind of iffy. We don't really have any idea of how these backups are going to be. Only guy we really have a good idea for what he could possibly do is DeShazer Everett. But guy I got next is Troy Apke. He's 24. We drafted him in the fourth round last year. He's fast. He's a fast dude. I remember in preseason last year, a ball got batted up and he just turned on the jets and dove for the and got the interception. And that was something we really saw out of him. But we didn't see his tackling. He didn't tackle too well. He didn't help in the runs at all or too much. But he was hurt most of the season. But in the preseason, that's what we saw out of him. He had his speed and could help a little bit in coverage, but he couldn't tackle or help in the run game as much as what we needed to. I mean, he ran a 4.35 in the 40. And, like, that's something that's eye-popping and it's going to make teams go after him. But I don't think it's really paid off. I don't think it's going to pay off for the Redskins. I don't think he'll be nothing more than a special teams guy if he can improve on even if he just improves on tackling, which is his main weakness. He's still going to just be a special teams guy, I think, in my opinion. But he's still young. He's 24, so I'm not going to make a huge guess on that. So we'll see how he develops, and just depends. Next, we got DeShazer Everett, the former special teams captain. He's 27. I think he'll be the special teams captain again, and I don't see him doing anything other than special teams unless something like we get in something last year where the injuries are occurring a lot. And I think he did make the most of his minutes. We saw where he had the interception at the against the Eagles at the end of last year, and he did come in when we had Haha Glenn Dix, and then when Monte left, it was DJ Haha, and then they would do some three safety sets, and you sometimes see DeShazer out there with them, but I don't see him being a starter. I do see him being a guy as a leader on special teams and coming off the bench if needed. I think Troy Apke is the first guy off the bench if DRC stays at corner. I think he's the first guy off the bench coming in for backup, and then DeShazer. All right, so moving on to the next guy, we got Ionis Alexander. He's only 22. It's the youngest safety, or it's tied for the youngest safety. We got him in the sixth round of supplemental draft last year. He's a big dude. He's a real big dude. And I think he's something where he could also play corner. So, he played corner and safety for Virginia Tech. That's where he's from. And I see him practicing with both. We'll see him play both in the preseason. I think they'll decide like where we want him to play depending on, depth. Excuse me. We'll see where he wants to play, depending on depth. And he's a big dude, so he's going to be helping out in the end zone game. I could see him coming on. I can honestly see him coming on in a three safety set when we're inside the 20, kind of trying to help like a fade route stop that or something like that against a tight end or something. I do possibly see him doing that. I mean, that could be done as a corner or a safety. But I think I like this kid. He's going to have time to develop, and I think we'll see a lot of him in the preseason. He didn't get the chance to play a lot last year. He played a little bit in the preseason and almost had a nice interception. I can't remember who that was against, but I do remember he almost had that interception. But he will also be a special teams guy. A lot of these safeties will be a special teams guy. And I think this kid needs some time to develop. Once he develops, I think he could end up being possible a guy coming in for three safety sets or be cornerback depth and coming in with four receiver sets for the corner. But we'll get into that. I'll also probably talk a little bit more about him when we do corners. And then Jeremy Reeves, he's a guy he signed off the Eagles practice squad, I believe. I believe this is just a depth guy, special teams type guy. I haven't really seen much about him. He's a young dude, 22. He's same with Adonis. Yeah, but he's just dude. This guy's probably just a depth signing. Probably guy bringing competition for the 90-man or the 53-man roster. But we will see. And then we got a guy that I like out of Washington, JoJo McIntosh, I believe. I don't know if I'm saying that right. but let me talk about this kid like I did for the draft. He had a 4.96 prospect grade, which is not terrible. Could have been better. That's probably why he fell. Safety out of Washington, like I said. He was a redshirt senior, so he's pretty old. He's an older dude coming out of the draft. Doesn't have any combine stats, but I do like this kid. I think he could be a dark horse to make the 90-man or the 53-man, and also make some impact on the 53-man roster. Let's see. He's small. He was a 3-year starter at Washington, so that's always good. He's smart. Scouts really like him. Responds to quarterback scans. Doesn't really fall for the eyes. That's what that really means. Or he's good with reading what the eyes are trying to do. He's aggressive. His weaknesses, poor ball protection or production. Not too much movement for what he's needed. Allows easy separation when he's in man. So that's a weak spot, because of course, like I said, Landon Collins is not going to be a guy that's going to go up against a receiver one-on-one. So the other receiver is going to have to be a guy that's going to either come off the be in a zone over top of a corner, or come in and help him. When we play some good receivers this year, there's going to be some times where we have a double team where probably Monte will be over top of the or the other safety other than Landon Collins will be over top of the corner and the receiver, just trying to get the double team, and then the rest of the field will be open. But with all that being said, I like the depth of the safety. It depends on what we're going to do with DRC, whether he'll be stay at corner. But I believe Monte and Landon Collins will be the starters next year. But still a little early. I like the safety depth. Only guy I'm not too big of a fan is Troy Apke, but we haven't seen much out of him. So we'll see what we get out of him. And guys, that's about it for the safety. Check in tomorrow. I'm going to make a podcast tomorrow about the linebackers and all the news going on with the linebackers. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening to HGTR Redskins Talk.